The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Easter's just around the corner. I know many of you might be planning on a family trip away, and I'm joined by Aideen Fitzmaurice, travel content creator now. And we're talking about staying in Ireland, Aideen, aren't we?
Of course. I mean, the sun is out. No better time to start planning your trips. The season's opening. All the businesses are opening. It's just, I personally think, as Irish people, this is the best time to go away because it's before we're competing with international tourists.
Okay, so you're taking us to Cork and you're taking us to Limerick.
Yeah, we'll start with Cork.
Start with Cork, yeah.
The real capital, as some might say. So I love Cork because it's not just one destination. It offers a plethora of options. Cork City, it has that constant buzz, really great markets, really great food. East Cork is defined by its landscapes, rich farmland, local maritime history like Cove and Ballycotton. And then West Cork, my personal favourite, the one for the foodies, where one third of our native and national made produce is produced in West Cork. So you know you're going to get some amazing food when you go down there. But let's start with a great cafe. This is actually in Cork City and it's kind of hidden behind a museum in this gorgeous garden called Nanonagle Place. The cafe is Good Day Deli and no visit to Cork City is complete without coming in here. It literally feels like you're sitting outside a botanic garden. It's all glass all around it. So no matter what time of year, you still get that indoor-outdoor experience. And the food is influenced by New Zealand and the Cook Islands. So it's really, really different. But the Eggs Benedict here is my personal favourite.
Oh, it is an
just
Eggs Benedict fan.
Superb.
Yeah, so they do a good one there, do they?
They do an incredible Eggs Benedict. Great bakery as well.
So you've had your lunch, now you're prepping for your dinner and you're going all the way to Kinsale to St. Francis Provisions.
How good is Kinsale?
Like, it's great.
Oh my Lord, I just love it. It's so colourful and Kinsale just, St. Francis feels like it was made for Kinsale. It's a tiny little gem. There's only 13 seats, so you're going
to
feel really special anytime
you go in
there.
Do you have to book? Can you book?
Yes, you absolutely have to book.
Okay.
Yes.
You're not standing in a queue outside. That's just
there's no walk-ins. Well, you could walk in, but you probably won't get a table on a busy night. It exudes intimate energy and it's all Mediterranean-inspired flavours. Small plates sharing and really, really punchy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely delicious. It's recognised with a Bib Gourmand by the Michelin Guide as well. So, you know, it's got that top tier.
You're recommending that we stay at Inchidunny?
Yeah, so this is kind of West Cork, just verging on West Cork. And I love this hotel. It has one of the best views of any hotel you could stay in. It's looking out onto Inchidunny Beach, which is just absolutely breathtaking. Inside, they have their own seawater spa, which makes it quite unique from others. And it's a real local hotel. Like when we were there, we were talking to somebody who worked in the hotel for 20 odd years, but she does art on the side. And the hotel manager purchased all of her art and hung it all over the hotel. And I just think that's such
good
a testament.
Vibes. Yeah.
It just shows the community inside the hotel.
So a couple of activities then if you're heading to Cork for Easter. And the first one, we're back to food again. Aideen, I sense a bit of a theme here with the Marina Market in Cork City.
Well, look, Claire, foodies will do foodie things.
I'm with you.
The Marina Market is my top pick for food. It's a vibrant, huge, about 35 independent food stalls here. Top picks would be the hash browns from the Saucy Cow. Absolutely delicious. And the disco fries from Poulet Vu. It's also dog friendly, which is really handy.
Right.
And loads of seating, just a really, really good vibe.
Okay, so you would go there and spend a couple of hours nibbling on different things,
for
having
sure.
a look at the gift stalls and the jewellery. It sounds like a great thing to do. So we've done that. That's nice and relaxing. And now you're sending us off to Garinish Island.
Yes. So this is a secret tropical island. It has its own subclimate based on where it is. And you take the ferry from Glengariff and along the way you'll see seals, sea eagles, lots of wildlife. And then you'll touch down on this island that feels like it was written in a book. It has these beautiful gardens, Italian with ornate sunken pools. And then it also has a Martello Tower, which I highly recommend walking out to get some great views. It's around 12 to 15 euro for the ferry.
Great value.
Great value. And then 5 euro entrance fee to the island as well. There's also a cafe there. It's just gorgeous. It feels
hungry.
Otherworldly.
You might be hungry. We can't have people being hungry.
Not at all. I'll make sure you're fed with every segment.
So we've gone to our tropical island. We've had something to eat. We're okay. Don't worry. Don't panic. Now we're going back to Fota House and Gardens.
Yes, this is all East Cork region. And I think a lot of people have probably done the zoo at Fota. But the house itself is gorgeous. It has botanic gardens, greenhouses, which you can walk around. But if you're into history like myself, I actually really recommend doing the tour. Mm-hmm. The family that lived there were really interesting, but even more interesting were the servants. So you can go down into their quarters, learn about their lives, hear their stories. And yeah, it's just a really, really interesting place to visit.
And if you're hungry, what are you going to do?
There's a cafe there, of course.
Love it. Now we're going to jump to Limerick. What are we going to do in Limerick?
Do you know what? I think Limerick can be overlooked, but it actually has a lot to offer. It was founded by the Vikings in the 9th century, and it's home to treasures like the beautiful village of Adair, which is Ireland's prettiest village, in my opinion. So let's start with a nice cafe. The yard is around the back of Finnegan's Pub. I know you're laughing here.
I know, I'm delighted that you're focusing on food. This
yes,
is great.
Yes.
So the yard is this the shipping container?
It is. It is. So you order in a shipping container and then they have this big kind of glass dome where you can sit and enjoy your acai and your coffee and your smoothies. It's just really cool.
Sounds
it's
great.
Just, yeah. And it's so kind of hidden around the back of this pub that we used to always pull in on the way to Kerry. So it's just one of those kind of funny places that has great food that you wouldn't expect.
Where are we going for dinner?
For dinner, we are going to La Cucina. This is a little hidden gem. It's an Italian cafe and deli located in Castletroy, very close to the University of Limerick. And they make classic Italian flavours married with fresh Irish produce. The pizza here, the pasta here is incredible. It's so good. So make sure you call in there for a quick bite.
Now, our activities in Limerick, what are we doing?
Yes, Loch Gur is one of Ireland's most important archaeological landscapes, but we don't hear much about it. It's a settlement that was about 6,000 years old. So you'll be able to see Neolithic stone circles, ring forts, burial sites. But actually, it's just a really nice place for a walk. It's really beautiful, shaped by the water. Water and some great views.
But you'll be hungry after that. So you'll need to go to the milk market.
You have to. Sure, you have to. The milk market is kind of like the Marina Market, but the Cork version. But I guess it has a little bit more stalls when it comes to, they have vintage shops as well. So not just the food, Claire. Not just
the
food.
Yeah, but the food's very important.
The food's important too. So if you want to go look at the food, I do recommend SOS Cookies, the Limerick Chocolate Shop, Green Acres for a cheese toasty. Absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
And then some great vintage shops like Whack Vintage and Vito Vintage for the shopping.
But you're planning your dinner now as well, but you need to do an activity after you've had milk market food. So the Limerick Greenway is where you're saying we get on our bike.
Yeah, this would be a great one for the Easter break, I think, because we should be getting outdoors. The sun is out. So the Limerick Greenway goes right out to Tralee. It's 40 kilometres, scenic trail. And I really recommend renting your bikes from Locomotion in the Barna Greenway Hub. There's a great cafe there, Claire. There is.
Never fear.
That's why I
we're
put
sorted.
It in.
So 40 kilometres, is it hard going or is it
no,
easy?
No, it's very
it's flat.
Is it? So it's on an old railway track, as most greenways are, which makes it nice and flat.
I love the
really
sound
enjoyable.
Of this.
It's so nice. It actually, it's you can go to Newcastle West, you can go further afield, you can go right into Kerry if you want, North Kerry. The North Kerry Greenway actually goes through my nanny's garden. So you might see my nanny.
There you go. She might give you a cup of tea.
She might.
You're lucky. So this is 40 kilometres. So leave your car at the start, do your 40 kilometres, have some food at the end, and then come back. Would you do, you probably wouldn't do 80 in a day. I mean, that's a lot, isn't
it?
If
you had the electric bikes, you could do
you
it.
You could, yeah.
I've done the Western Greenway, which is around that, there and back. But yeah, I would say maybe just do sections of the Greenway if you don't want to have a sore bum at the end of it.
Avoid a sore bum over Easter. Aideen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Claire.
Aideen Fitzmaurice, travel content creator. We'll take a quick break.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.